Working Dads. Good afternoon and welcome to Society Today, our weekly program which deals with social issues. Recent research shows that it's not just working mothers that are demanding more flexible working hours. Many fathers are also asking their employers to be more tolerant when it comes to issues dealing with parenting. On today's show, we're going to focus on working fathers who say it's their right to spend quality time with their children and who believe that flexible work hours will help make this possible. I'm Mike Richards, and with me in the studio is Dr. Harrison, an expert in workplace relations in Britain. Dr. Harrison, before we go over to our first caller, could you give us some historical background to this situation?
Certainly, Mike. Back in the 1970s, men spent less than 15 minutes a day with their children. Research shows that modern fathers spend much more time with their children. In fact, by the late 1990s, fathers were spending an average of 2 hours each day with their kids. And that has caused the issue that we're discussing today.
Now we'd like to ask our listeners for their opinions. Are employers sympathetic to fathers who want more time off work? Please share your experiences with us and call us on our usual number, 332-6749. And we already have Nick, our first caller, on the line. Hello, Nick. What would you like to tell us?
Hi, Mike. It really is true that times have changed. My eldest daughter was born 16 years ago. Back then, people didn't expect a man to spend much time caring for children. Nowadays, I take my baby son to the playground, and sometimes there are more fathers than mothers there. And that's why I can't understand my employer's attitude. My boss thinks that it's the mother's job to look after the children. I recently asked him for the morning off to take my son to the doctor. He asked me why my wife couldn't take care of things like that. I just couldn't believe it.
Let's ask our guest, Dr. Harrison, for her opinion. Does Nick's story surprise you, Dr. Harrison?
Well, actually, it doesn't, Mike. In the UK, fathers are responsible for about one-third of all childcare. However, most employers will not consider changing the hours that they expect men to work. In many cases, they still act as if we were back in the 1970s. Many men now would prefer to work flexible hours so that they can spend quality time with their children. Yet when they ask for more flexible hours, employers almost always refuse.
So what can we do to change this? Can't the workers' unions do something? Or the government? If enough people put pressure on the government, signing petitions, for example, the government might consider passing laws that encourage employers to be more sympathetic towards working fathers.
Well, Mike, the government is trying to introduce a new standard for the workplace. The standard would allow parents whose children are under the age of 6 to ask for more flexible work hours. Employers will have to provide valid business reasons to refuse their employees' requests.
But why do employers have a problem with flexible work hours?
Well, most employers think that this would result in extra costs and reduced productivity, but it's quite the opposite, really. We researched workplaces where flexible hours had already been introduced. In 9 out of 10 workplaces, not only did the new measures actually save the employers money, 2/3 of employers said that they felt their staff were actually more motivated and it improved productivity.
So what would you say to any employers that are listening, Dr. Harrison?
In my opinion, every employer should carefully consider introducing flexible hours. I believe that everyone would benefit from it. Employers, parents, and children.
Well, we'll take a commercial break now. Thank you both, Dr. Harrison and Nick. If you're an employer and you've introduced flexible working hours, please call us and let us know how this has affected your business. We'll take your calls after the break.